A critical safety reminder and a bullish WASDE report. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. This report powered by Purple Wave Auction, where ag items sell every other Wednesday. View their inventory today at purplewave.com. Farming is frequently listed within the top 10 most dangerous occupations in the United States based on fatality rates. Eric Pfeiffer has this safety reminder.
Thanks to the rollover protective structure, or ROPS, we've made a lot of progress. Compared to when I was a young farm safety specialist, we've seen a dramatic reduction in farm fatalities, and that's largely because of rollover protection.
That's John Schutzke, Ag Safety and Health Specialist with University of Wisconsin Extension.
At the same time, we still see a lot of tractors out there without ROPS. Tractors can roll over either sideways, which typically involves either, you know, rough terrain, people hit a rut, or they drive over a stump or a rock, or more often a slope. Any slope that's greater than, I would say, 12 to 15 degrees is potentially dangerous.
Other tractor incidents involve PTO entanglements. Schutzke says while these are fewer and farther between, we do still see them.
When they do happen, people underestimate how incredibly powerful even something like a 45-horsepower utility tractor.
The most common lost-time work injuries happen when you're doing something so second nature you're not even thinking about it. Falls that occur when getting on and off equipment.
And if you fall just a couple feet, yeah, you could sprain ankles, you could break legs.
Schutzke says it's tempting if you're in a hurry to jump that second or third step from the top. And that's when we see the sprained ankles and the torn ACLs. As planting season continues, please stay safe out there. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors Fleet May 21st. A 2020 Peterbilt, Sewerjet, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at purplewave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
Cooler air dominating the Great Lakes for midweek. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with a Michigan Farm Forecast. Cooler air coming down out of the north. Clouds are here to start. They should break up as we move through this afternoon. I am not worried about additional major precipitation at this point. Tomorrow we get sunshine and warmer air as south low starts to develop in the afternoon, and that will help us overall with the drying. I do not see any additional precipitation in Michigan through the end of this week. Friday there's moisture advancing towards us across Wisconsin, and then poof, it just kind of falls apart. I'm okay with that. All right, going into the weekend, Saturday we see a few hit and misses, scattered showers up far south over southern lower Michigan. Most of this feature is going to be down into parts of Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio. Sunday, I'm going to say the same thing. We're mostly dry, maybe some southern tier county action overnight Sunday night into Monday morning. In my mind, the biggest precipitation threat comes next week, late Monday night through Tuesday into early Wednesday, penciling in anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch of moisture, 100% coverage across Michigan. But we're seeing signs now that an upper level ridge and a large-scale high pressure dome wants to settle in over the Great Lakes and take control starting next Thursday. It may be able to keep us dry, completely dry, 100% dry from next Thursday right on through the Memorial Day weekend through at least the following Thursday. You want that window of opportunity for planting? Well, if this holds, this is it. I'm excited. You should be excited. Let's see if data continues to hold this strong high parking right here. That's the story. I'm Ryan Martin.
Johnny Truss has brought steel trusses to the north, built for heavy snow loads, fully engineered and ready to install. No carrier beams needed. They sit right on your post. Johnny Truss, build stronger, build smart.
Greenstone Farm Credit Services provides comprehensive risk management solutions to protect your crops, your livestock, and your livelihood. Visit greenstonefcs.com to learn more.
We'll have those final settlements for you in just a moment, but first, let's dig into the why behind today's price action. Grains closed with solid gains across the board, driven by a combination of a bullish USDA WASDE report and escalating geopolitical tensions that have sent energy prices soaring. Here's Andy Eubank along with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist with StoneX, for a closer look.
Lots of news impacting markets. Crude oil very strong and a higher open. And then the Tuesday world supply and demand update, Arlen, which was extremely positive, beginning with wheat and ending stocks there hitting lows that we haven't seen in a while. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And USDA came in with a crop, a winter wheat crop that was even smaller than what we anticipated. We had one of the lower estimates overall. But the bottom line is wheat ending stocks then coming in at a tight 771, I shouldn't say tight, but certainly tighter than we have been for quite some time, 771 million bushels, below the trade estimate of 833 million bushels, and below this old crop year of 935 million bushels. So a significant tightening up of those supplies. All winter wheat production at 1.047 billion bushels. That's down from 1.4 billion last year. The trade had been looking for something close to 1.2 billion. Hard red winter wheat is where the biggest losses were, almost a 300 million bushel drop there, about 285 million bushels or so.
And that was Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist with StoneX. May wheat absolutely took off, skyrocketing 42 and three quarters to settle at 665. May corn followed that bullish lead, finishing up 6.5 at 467 and a half, while the July contract ended on a high note, gaining 4 3/4 to close at 480. The beans also saw significant strength. Both May and July contracts posted identical gains of 13 3/4. That puts May at 1213 1/2 and July at 1226 3/4. The livestock sector couldn't find the same momentum we saw in the fields. June live cattle dipped slightly, closing down $1.70 at 247.70, and June hogs also felt some pressure, dropping $1.80 to finish the session at 98.42. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.